And now it's time to get all starstruck, because here's Diana O'Carroll with the question of the week.
Yes, I'm very excited about this. I've been doing a little bit of research for David Attenborough.
Well, if you look at trees growing in Europe, often closely related trees, growing on exactly the same ground with exactly the same climate, they have different shaped leaves. Why? And people will say, oh, well, it's because the airflow over it is in the particular circumstances, or the way that the water drips off it. That's the reason. But the trees are growing in exactly the same places alongside one another. Why? They have different shaped leaves. I don't know the answer.
Yes, so why can leaves vary when so many other things have to remain the same?
I'm Edmund Tanner. I'm a senior lecturer in plant sciences in Cambridge, and I work on tropical forests. I've been working in Panama for the last 7 years doing a big experiment on mineral nutrition and a bit on photosynthesis. Okay, so I think the answer to the question about why closely related trees growing exactly the same ground and in the same climate have different shaped leaves is actually that they don't. That because they're closely related, they are very similar. So, for example, all oaks have broadly similar shaped leaves because they share most of their genetic information. Perhaps a more interesting question is why distantly related trees growing in the same ground and the same climate have different shaped leaves. And the answer, I think, is it doesn't matter very much. It doesn't matter about leaf shape very much. As long as leaves are reasonably good at doing their job, which is fixing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, then it doesn't matter whether they are wavy at the edges or not wavy at the edges. They have to absorb the light. And once they've absorbed the light, they need to fix CO2. And as long as they put their competitors in the shade, any reasonably functioning leaf will do the job. And so it matters where your leaves are in relation to other trees. So if you're an ash tree, you've got to be above a beech tree. Or if you're a beech tree, you've got to be above an ash tree. It doesn't much matter what your leaves are like.
So it turns out that leaves just aren't a feature of a plant that is strongly selected for. As long as it works in photosynthesising for the plant, anything goes. But the best answer on the forum this week came from Dent's student, who said that plant genes can mutate with each generation and that the environment does not always have to play a part in this. Well, from making energy to using it, and next week I'll be finding the answer to this question.
Hello, my name is Christiane. I would like to know how much energy is used when you do a Google search.
So, do you really need to boil a kettle to find the answer to your Google query? If you're feeling lucky, then let us know the answer via email, and that's chris@thenakedscientist.com or on the web, where we have a forum that's full of questions that need answers, and that's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana. Diana O'Carroll, who makes Question of the Week for us, joins us every week with a new question. And if you would like to, as she says, put your questions and answers on our forum, that's nakedscientist.com/forum, where you can join in the debate. It's also available as a podcast on iTunes. So if you're very fixated on Question of the Week, you can get hundreds of them almost. You can download them for free on iTunes.
Or if you're fixated with Diana, as we all are.